transmission.
Well, it's that time again. What time is that? It's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee and pretty proud of it. And what am I doing? Where am I? Can you hear the ambient chorus of insects and other sounds? You should be able to, because I am in fact outside. I'm walking along the trail here at Herrenhaven. And it's a lovely evening. That's right, we're out here once again. What was that? Nothing. We're out here again at twilight. The sun is just minutes from going completely below the horizon. And I am just out looking for the nighttime dudes, looking for those twilight dudes. And when I say twilight dudes, I don't mean Bella and Edward and Taylor Lautner. You know Taylor Lautner, Shark Boy from The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Yeah, Shark Boy, who then became Wolf Boy. We gotta wonder if he's typecast or not. It depends what he's gonna be in this next movie. If he's another animal boy, well, then we'll know. Oh, I'm about to walk into the wall blind so I can check the back of the billabong. I started this show walking across the land bridge and I didn't see anything in the front part of the billabong. So now I'm checking the back part of the billabong. And I'm not seeing any dudes. You'd think there'd be dudes. And I'm looking in extra carefully. Because when it starts to get this dark, it starts to get difficult to see the dudes. And you know how much I like seeing the dudes. I'm looking for them, but I do not see any dudes in the back of the billabong today, so I guess we can just keep going. Ooh. All right. This means we now have to round the tip of Frog Harbor. Yeah, and there's a lot of frogs down in there. And there's a lot of leaves and branches blocking my view, but I'm trying to see if there's any other dudes back in there. Because even though it's been a while, I have seen a lot of animals right around here. I've seen mink back in here, and I've seen muskrats, including baby muskrats. And occasionally the green herons like to hang out in there too, but not seeing anything today. Speaking of green herons, we saw our little greenie yesterday. That was good. Maybe we'll see him again tonight. We'll know here in a few more minutes when we get to the big blind. But as of right now, I've come to the elbow in the path where I have to take a pause just to see if I can find me some deer. Because deer do like to hang out right around here. I've seen them walking right along there. I've seen them up on the ridge there. But tonight we don't have any deer back here. And that's okay. We can check again as we're walking out. Maybe we'll see some deer buddies. Maybe I'll see my buddy. There's one deer in particular who is not scared of me. He's not spooked by me, and I've had lots of conversations with him. You've heard the stories if you've been listening to this show at all, so I won't bother to repeat them here. Needless to say, there is a baby deer who thinks I'm pretty cool, so maybe we'll run into him. All right. I'm kind of trying to be quiet, but I also have to talk, so who knows. I'm approaching the turtle reproduction pond. I just saw a frog jump. There's nothing else going on in the turtle reproduction pond today. Which is weird, because normally there's a couple of ducks or something. But I'm scanning all the edges of the pond, looking for snoodlers, looking for herons, looking for turtle shells. I don't see anything of this nature. So we're going to continue on. Let's head out to the big blind. Well, let's see what's out at the big blind today. Last couple of days, we have been seeing the green heron hopping around on logs, doing his fishing business, because all herons work in the fishing industry. That's how they eat. I can smell cedar, which means we're approaching the vestigial wall that I hate. And I'm going to mention that every single time we walk by it. Okay. And into the big blind we go. And we may have a bad edit there, but that's okay, because we're now standing in the big blind. And guess who's out here? And if you guessed the green heron, you would be wrong, because I'm staring at a bunch of geese on the new log, and there's a dozen geese over in the delta. And that's good. This is the first time we've seen geese in here in a long time. But I don't see any snoodlers. I do not see any snoods snoodling along on the edge of the bank. So I don't know where my dudes are, but we're going to find them. All right, so let's get out of the blind here and see what else we can see. Okay. I should probably tell you that I'm extremely low on battery, so I'm having some battery issues, which is why we had that strange little edit there. But I think that's behind us for now, and we'll be good as long as we don't stop for anything. So, walking back down the path and approaching the wall blind again. Let's just double check the wall blind, because you never know when somebody's gonna pop up. And I'm looking for snoods. Oh, that spooked me. It was a bun. A bun just jumped out in front of me and ran across the path, and now he's in the bushes. All right, so I'm back at the wall blind. I'm up on the stairs of the wall blind. It's getting pretty dark, but I don't see any scratties in the water. And I don't see any snoods snoodling around anywhere. Okay. I'm glad we saw those geese, though. That's the first time I've seen geese here at Heron Haven in months. And you know, I've been kind of talking about that lately, wondering if we're going to start seeing them in here again soon. And well, boom, here we have it. I guess they're back. Who knows if they'll be here tomorrow. These are geese that are passing through. All the geese that are flying south for the winter now. They got to stop at Heron Haven to get their yummy goose snacks. And speaking of geese, I can hear a couple more. Are they flying over here from the golf course? I can hear them. I can hear them calling from the direction of the golf course, but I don't see them. I'll probably see them as I'm driving out of here, driving back to my... Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I'm walking across the land bridge. Oh my God, there's a fox! A fox is standing in the cut, and he just walked by. But that's not what I was oh my godding about. There's the deer. The deer are out there on the Mulhall's property. And I see at least two. Oh, there, this is the third. One, two, three. One of my buddies there. Plus, we saw the fox! I don't believe it! three deer plus a fox. And I was sitting there just about to talk about the deer when I saw that damn fox run by. Unbelievable. Now we're spotting the dudes. And now I'm walking along the path that heads out onto the boardwalk. Those deer are going to be there for a little while, so we might as well just let them hang out while we go check the water. But we saw the fox! Yes! I don't believe it! I was just standing there admiring the deer when, bloop, out of the forest pops Mr. Foxy. And he ran across and I went, oh my God! And he heard me and he stopped. And this was only 20 meters away. And then he went, oh, there's the dude. And I said, hi, Mr. Fox. And then he turned and kept going. Okay, so here we are over the water. And there's frogs hopping. And I'm looking for snoods and dudes. I don't see any baby scrats. I'm looking along the edge of the water. I'm walking backwards along the boardwalk, looking at the edges of the pond, looking for snoods. What's that crazy noise I hear way out there? That wasn't a duck quacking. What was that crazy sound? You know what that sounded like? That sounded like a blue heron. Herons make this god-awful grawk sound. Grawk, grawk, grawk. Who's out here? So I'm walking out to the end of the boardwalk. There's some ducks back in there. I'm walking out to the end of the boardwalk. Those ducks are nervous, but I'm going to let them stay on your log. Don't look at me. Don't worry about me. Oh, and there's some other ducks out here. I'm looking around. Is that big bluey out there? There's a funny little point, and it's getting kind of dark, so it's hard to see, but no, yeah, that's a blue heron out there. I think it's big bluey. It might be black-capped chappie. Can't really tell because it's dark. But yeah, that's who I just heard squawking. Squawk, 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 squawk. There's some ducks squeaking out there too. The sun is much below the horizon now, and the western edge of the sky is tinged with orange. I'm walking back down the boardwalk, and I'm coming to the little septagon, or is this a nonagon? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is a septagon, and if I stand on this bench, I might be able to see into the Mulhall's property. Well, no, not really. Looking for our deer buddies. Sometimes you can spot them from here, but all the stuff that's growing along the edge of the forest is blocking our view. Plus, I think the deer are closer to that side anyway. Okay, so let's get back off the boardwalk here and go see what those deer are doing. Maybe we'll see our fox again. Yes, another fox spotting. A live fox spotting here on Anon Radio. I think that has happened 3 times now in the history of the Dubious Goals Committee. There's nothing more dubious than fox action. I do love foxes, and that guy, he looked pretty skinny too. Not as big as some of the foxes I have seen. Not as big as the fox that we saw out here this spring either. I'm wondering if it's the same fox or not. I'm going with no. Just because he looked kind of small, I wonder if he's a youngin'. And there's some people up here. I'm going to try to get them. Wait, come on, come on. There's deer out there, and I just saw a fox run across here. Come here. All right. Oh, these are my buddies. Where did they go? Okay, so we're walking through the cut. We're approaching the Mulhall's property. I do not see my buddies. Where did they go? They were standing. There they are. There's one. Hi, buddy. You're my friend. I have just run into two random people who just happened to be walking along the trail at Heron Haven. And we are now standing in the cut, looking into the Mulhalls property, and down there, sort of by the gate that leads to Heron Haven, is one of our deer. It's dark enough that I can't tell if that's the mommy or one of our babies. Yeah, but that fox popped out right there. Stopped right there, he looked at me when I was standing back there, and he went doo-doo-doo. So our deer is no longer paying any attention to us. He's very interested in grazing. I wonder if the other two are hiding.
A second one?
Oh, yeah, there is another one.
I don't see him.
Oh, right there. Look. And I think there's a third too, right there.
Oh, there they are.
Next to
you. Yeah. Okay. We have now spotted all three deer. It's our two little buddies and their mommy. Hi, I'm waving at you. We're waving at the deer. And this guy's approaching us. This is my buddy. This is the guy that I keep running into. He's very curious about humans. Oh, wait. We have four deer out there. There's three in the hedgerows, and then the other one that we saw. So, when you came to Heron Haven tonight, did you think you were going to see deer?
We did not.
What did you think you would see?
We were hoping for the heron.
Yeah.
The big bluey, he's out there. I saw him. The green heron was out there earlier, but I didn't see him. Hi! Look at these clowns watching us. Oh, so it's a Mexican standoff. We're just going to sit here and stare at each other? Yeah. Hello. I'm thinking about sneaking around and seeing if I can approach these guys from the gate end, because that's where they are. And I wonder if that marmot is down there, too. It kind of looks like that one deer is thinking about going on to the Heron Haven property. I think I'm going to go and find out. So I'm turning around, leaving my two newly found companions there. I'm going to get back onto the trail and sort of move rapidly through the forest and see if I can't get close to my deer from the other angle. That fox is probably moving through the forest around here too. Wow, it is really dark in here now. Now that I'm under the canopy, I can't see jack. I'm doing a time check here. We got about 12 minutes left. So we're going to sneak through here, the forest, be very quiet, and see if we can find our buddies. We got deer. We got foxes. What else do we have out here tonight at Heron Haven? Lots of bugs, lots of frogs, and I'm almost out of the forest. That fox probably came through here. I hope I didn't step on any fox poop, but I probably did. And I'm walking around the dragonfly pond, and I'm wondering if those deer can see me from here. No, I don't think they can. This is all visually blocked. And so I'm going to sneak around here, but I'm still kind of being quiet because they could potentially hear me from here, because they're just right over there. Okay, so I just walked around the shed. I'm at the side of the building, and we're gonna sneak up here. I'm standing next to my car, and I'm gonna stick my head around this corner to see if I see any dudes. I'm looking towards the gate that leads out to Mulhalls. Is that one of my dudes standing right there? Yeah. There's one deer just standing there. He's about 40 yards away altogether. What else is that? Is there another one sitting out? No, here comes the other one. Here comes the other one, and here come the ladies. Those guys, they're just standing there, and I have a feeling they're nibbling on the bushes that Mulhalls has planted there, because that's a yummy deer snack, and it's planted there just like a buffet, so they can just walk down the line taking chomps whenever they feel like it, because that's what deers do. I'm wondering how close we can get to them. You want to approach them, see what happens? All right, we're going to sneak up on these guys really slowly here and see what they're doing. It's getting to be dark enough that I can barely see. Do I have my sunglasses on? No, these are my regular glasses. Okay, we are being watched. We are being watched by dudes. How many am I seeing at this point? Just two? Where are the others? The others are just behind the bunch of bushes that's behind the butterfly garden. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did I see another head pop up? We got deers. Oh, look at, they're so nice. The two have not moved, and we are almost to the gate. As we slowly make our way up to the gate. Oh, one of them's a little bit spooky and jogging away. They got their tails up in the air. The other one has moved. One was hiding behind the other, so now we can see three. Where's the fourth one? One of them is still just standing there. Oh, and there he goes with his white tail up in the air. And there goes the fourth. He was kneeling down. So what are those guys doing? They're going back over into the creek.
Oh my god, the moon is huge.
The moon is very large. Where's my marmot? We've got a full moon tonight, or a very nearly full moon. And I don't see my marmot anywhere. Where's my mati? I'm checking the culvert that goes under the gate. There was fresh dirt kicked out over here. Yeah, the marmots are using this culvert again, because there's sticks and dirt and rocks kicked out of the hole. Right where my mati's like to be. Well, the deer have trundled off. It's getting dark. Bruce or somebody is going to show up any minute to lock the gate, so I should probably... Whoa, did you hear that? I should probably get out of here, but I'm going to sneak up here onto the property, Mulhall's property, a little bit more and see if I can see the dudes. No. Something moved in the bushes and trees, though. I heard something go crunch, but I don't see any dudes. Where's my deer dudes with their white-tailed butts? I don't know. Well, my head covering has fallen off. It's getting late. And I'm down to 0 bars on the battery, so I think we're going to have to finish up the last 7 minutes of today's show back in the studio. So, although it'll take me a few minutes to get home, to you it'll only appear to be 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are back in the studio with Hello Kitty. Hello. Yeah, we knew that part already. Oh my god, what a great night. A great night for spotting dudes. We saw a fox live. And we saw 4 deers. And they were very nice. Plus I met some nice new lovely lady friends. Won't that be fun? Yes. Yes, it will. So here I am sitting back down in the studio. Oh, that reminds me. Just after I signed off, I was talking to the women and we were looking at the moon, and then we noticed a large bird flying over, and it was in fact another blue heron. coming in over from like Tranquility Park. Not Tranquility Park, Heflinger Park. I'm next to so many parks I get confused. So here I am sitting in front of my computer now. And there's a strange, I've got an email from somebody whose real name is very similar to my real name. And that's unusual. And the subject is just FB claim. Now, does FB stand for Facebook? I don't know. So I'm going to have to open up this email to see what's going on. And I must have walked through a couple of thorn bushes because I'm looking at my fingers and they are bloody. And I was just scratching my leg. Okay, yes, I'm bleeding from where I walked through those thorns. Well, that figures. Oh, well. Ain't no thang. So it's taking quite a while for this email to open up, but you know, that is the nature of Goggle. Yeah, and so here's this email to me, and there's four attachments. What is an FB claim, and why would somebody with a name similar to mine be sending me strange documents? Maybe I should look at one of these documents and see what it is. This is all very mysterious. I guess we'll find out here in a minute as this opens up. Oh boy, this is getting really weird because opening up these attachments, these are documents from, well, okay, they're from the Farm Bureau Insurance Company. And the FB claim in the subject matter of this email obviously stands for Farm Bureau claim. And I'm looking at this claim, and it's for a new roof, which is interesting because I need a new roof and have recently found out that the shingles that my house is roofed with were part of a class action settlement. And so I have to get my roof replaced. But it will be covered under insurance and whatever because of whatever. And this is getting weird. But I don't have Farm Bureau insurance. At least I didn't think I did. I thought I had State Farm, which is still farm insurance. But, you know, we all love farms. So here's somebody with a name extremely similar to mine who has sent me an email with roofing insurance things attached, but this does not have my name on it. Did this guy get this is an interesting mystery. Did the roofing people take a look at my house and then try to look up my email and think I was this guy, and then they sent him this? But I don't have Farm Bureau, I don't think. I'm going to have to do a lot more research into this. And this is just too weird. I might have to email this guy back saying, okay, this is odd, I'll admit. What is up, my very similarly named brother? This is very strange. I wonder if his friends call him Tobe. I wonder what the TOB stands for. What does the T-O-B stand for this guy? For me, it's obviously The Obnoxious Bastard. My name is an acronym. Oh, but anyway, I'm going to have to figure it out later because it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And it's time for me to go. I got to get some Pepsi. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Welcome to my Anon Radio Show. Ready? Here we go.